The book of Epistle to the Colossians.
保罗写给哥罗西教会的书信。
Chapter 1, verse 1.
第一章第一节。
Paul, apostle of Christ Jesus, by God's will, and Timothy, the brother, to the holy and faithful brothers in Christ, which are in Colossae. Grace to you and peace from God our Father,And the Lord Jesus Christ.
奉神旨意做基督耶稣使徒的保罗和兄弟提摩太写信给哥罗西的圣徒在基督里有忠心的弟兄愿恩惠平安从神我们的父归于你们
We give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ continually when praying for you having heard of your faith in Christ JesusAnd the love which you have towards all the saints.
我们感谢神，我们主耶稣基督的父，常常为你们祷告，因听见你们在基督耶稣里的信心，并向众圣徒的爱心。
On account of the hope which is laid up for you in the heavens, of which you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel.
是为那给你们存在天上的盼望。这盼望就是你们从前在福音真理的道上所听见的。
Now, verse 9.
第九节。
For this reason we also, from the day we heard of your faith and love, do not cease praying and asking for you, to the end that you may be filled with the full knowledge of his will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
因此我们自从听见的日子也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上，满心知道神的旨意。
So as to walk worthy of the Lord and to all well pleasing, bearing fruit in every good work and growing by the true knowledge of God.
好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子。渐渐地多知道神。
So I just want to call brothers and sisters to the attention that verse 9 he says that the full knowledge of his will.
我要请弟兄姊妹留意在第九节里面他的祷告说叫我们满心知道神的旨意。
And then the beginning of Verse 9 says, for this reason.
在第九节一开头的时候说到为着这个缘故。
Now, what was that reason?
这个原因是什么呢?
The reason was what we read in the first few verses, which says, the gospel reached them.
它这个原因就是我们刚才开头读的那几节讲到福音传给了他们。
And also they have lived according to the gospel.
并且他们也照着福音来生活。
And also the gospel has given them a hope.
并且这个福音赐给他们一个盼望。
And this hope is laid up in heaven.
而这个盼望乃是存在天上的。
So here he says, for this reason, we are praying for you.
所以在这里保罗说到为着这个原因我为你们祷告。
And to pray for you that you are filled with the full knowledge of his will.
为你们祷告，好使你们满心知道他的旨意。
Okay, now let's read a few other places.
让我们再读几处其他的经文。
Verse 15,
第十六节。
This is talking about the beloved Son of God.
在这里是讲到神的爱子。
Who is image of the invisible God, firstborn of all creation?
第十五节，爱子是那不能看见之神的像。是首生的，在一切被造的以先。
I would like to read that slightly differently. It should be firstborn before all creation.
我要把这一个这一句呢，有一点点不同的来读一下，就是在一切被造的以先，首先出生的。
Right. In Chinese, it was stated very clearly.But in English, some of the versions says firstborn of all creation, but the better translation would be firstborn before all creation.
他是在一切被造的以前被设立做那 长子所生的。
Yeah, and verse 16, because in him were created all things, the things in heaven and the things upon the earth, the visible and the invisible, whether thrones or lordship or principalities or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him.
第十六节，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
Yes, and he is before all, and all things subsist together by him.
他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。
And verse 18, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, firstborn from among the dead, that he might have the first place in all things.
十八节，他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
Now let's go to chapter 1, verse 27.
我们再看第一章二十七节。
To whom God would make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the nations, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里是荣耀的盼望。
I think we can just stop here for now.
我想我们可以暂时停在这里。
Let's bow our head and pray.
我们一同低头有一些祷告。
Lord, we really thank you for having given us this opportunity to come together before you.
主啊，我们为着这一次你给我们机会一同聚在你的面前献上感谢。
Lord, our confidence is that you love us.
主啊，我们蛮有把握因为你爱我们。
So Lord, we just pray that this afternoon in this hour that we have together, Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit will set all of us free.
所以主啊，今天下午我们一同聚在一起的时候，我们心中的愿望乃是你的圣灵使我们每一个人都得自由。
That we can really see your beloved son.
好叫我们真能够看见你的爱子。
That we can be set free to serve him.
好叫我们得着自由来侍奉他。
In the name of Lord Jesus we pray.
奉我们主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, I think you all know that this time the theme of the conference is to serve God's purpose.
弟兄姊妹们，我想到现在呢，我们每一个人都知道，这一次特会的主题是服侍神的旨意。
The brothers have given me the assignment to share upon the serve God's purpose in the Colossians.
弟兄们给我的指定呢，乃是借着哥罗西书来看如何服侍神的旨意。
Now we know that Colossians was written when Paul was in prison.
我们知道保罗在坐监的时候写了哥罗西书。
In that time, he actually has two burdens.
在那个时刻呢，他实际上有两个负担。
The one burden is eternal.
一个负担乃是永远
It's the eternal purpose of God
乃是关乎神永远的旨意
Which he wrote in the book of Colossians, Ephesians And then to an extent in the Philippians
他在以弗所书、哥罗西书也在腓立比书的部分篇幅里面讲到这件事情
That time he was in prison
那个时候他是在坐监
And he has this eternal burden, the burden for eternal things.
在他的里面有一个负担是为着永远的事物。
Now he has another burden.
他还有另一个负担。
The other burden is the local brothers in Colossae and other places, and the Laodicea.
他另外一个负担就是在为着在哥罗西和老底嘉那里弟兄姊妹他们所遇见的问题。
Yes, they met a local immediate issue.
他要去解决在地方上那立即发生的那些事情。
Because they were distractions, the speculations of things of a ritual nature that are distracting the brothers and sisters in Colossae.
因为在那里有一些打岔，有一些 把人引到别的地方去的，就是借着外面的仪文还有规条的事情，使得弟兄姊妹受搅扰。
I actually thank the Lord that because of these distractions,
我感谢主，就是因着这些的搅扰。
Paul pays a lot of attention to practical issues.
所以保罗呢，对于实际实行的事情呢，他非常留意。
And Paul also is very keen to these speculations.
保罗对于这些人的想法呢，也是非常的敏锐。
So when he wrote the Colossae, the book of Colossians,
所以他写了给哥罗西的书信。
He dealt with both the eternal issue and also the immediate issue.
他在这封书信里既提到了永远的事物，也讲到现在所发生的事情。
So the eternal issue he actually covered in the first chapter and the third chapter and the fourth chapter.
关于这永远的事物呢，他在第一章、第三章和第四章里面讲到。
Now this immediate issue distractions that he discussed in chapter 2.
在他们眼前所看见的这搅扰呢，他在第二章里面讲论。
Now, brothers and sisters, because of the limitation of time, we would try to actually concentrate more on this eternal issue.
弟兄姊妹，因着时间的限制缘故，我们只能专注于关于这永远的事物。
However, if we have time, we will also touch upon these distractions.
若是我们有时间的话，我们也要花一点时间来看眼前的这些搅扰。
Now, brothers and sisters, when you read these Colossians, you kind of sense some burdens that he has, specific burdens.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们读哥罗西书的时候，我们可以感觉到在保罗的心中有一个负担，不是，并且是一个特别的负担。
Now the first thing is this matter of will, God's will.
第一件事就是关乎他讲到神的旨意。
So we already read in chapter 1, verse 9, he says that we ought to have this full knowledge of God's will.
在第一章第九节里面，他已经提到了他为我们祷告说，我们需要满心知道神的旨意。
And also at the end of this book in chapter 4,
并且在这整卷书的结尾，在第四章中。
Now when he talks about this brother by the name of Epaphras,
在这里他提到了以巴弗这位弟兄。
And when he mentioned this brother Epaphras,
当他提到以巴弗这位弟兄的时候。
And this is chapter 4 verse 12.
这是第四章第十二节。
He says, Epaphras, who is one of you, bondman of Christ Jesus, salute you, always combating earnestly for you in prayers, to the end that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God.
有你们那里的人做基督耶稣仆人的以巴弗问你们安，他在祷告之间常为你们竭力的祈求，愿你们在神一切的旨意上得以完全，信心充足，能以站立得稳。
So you see, the first specific burden he has from the beginning to the end is the will of God.
所以首先我们看见，从开头到结尾呢，保罗那特别的负担乃是讲到神的旨意。
Now the second word that appears often is glory.
在这卷书里面第二个更常被用到的字就是荣耀。
You know, we read this verse that all of us are very familiar with, Christ in you, the hope of glory.
我们大家都熟悉的那一节，在27节说到，基督在你们里面是荣耀的盼望。
And then when we come to chapter 3,
我们来到第三章的时候，
He says, when he appears,
当他显现的时候，
Now you will be appearing with him in glory.
我们要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
So from the beginning to the end.
所以从开头到结束。
And Paul has this thought of glory.
在保罗的意念中有这个荣耀的思想。
Now a third word is new.
第三个字乃是新。
The third chapter he talks about this new man.
在第三章里面他讲到这个新人。
And he talks about this new man is the one who is renewed in the knowledge of Christ.
他说这个新人呢， 在知识上渐渐更新，正如基督就是照他主的形象。
Yeah. And then coming to chapter, chapter 3 at the end, he talks about some new life.
在第三章要结尾的地方呢，他谈到了新的生活。
Yeah, between husband and wife, father and son, a slave and a master.
在做丈夫妻子中间，父亲和儿子中间，还有主人与仆人之间。
So one thought Paul has in his mind was this thing new.
所以在保罗的心思里面有这个新这个意念。
And the fourth word that shows up very often in this book is present or stand.
在这卷书里面第四个很突出的字眼就是保罗讲的把自己沉迷在主的面前站立得住。
It's actually in chapter 1 when he talks about the Lord Jesus reconcile us to him.
在第一章里面他讲到我们主耶稣基督使我们与自己和好、
yeah.
与他自己和好。
And then to present us holy.
好把我
们And unblemished and beyond reproach.
好把我们都成为圣洁没有瑕疵无可责备的把我们献在他自己的面前。
引到神的面前。Yeah, present. And then Apostle Paul himself talks about the same thing.
保罗自己他也讲到这件事情。
And this is chapter 1 verse, let me see.He says his work actually is to present the saints before God and perfect.
在二十八节，保罗也讲到他自己洁净各样的尽心竭力，要把个人完完全全的引到神面前。
Yes, this is verse 28. Whom we announced.Admonish every man and teaching every man in all wisdom to the end that we may present every man perfect in Christ.
在二十八节他说我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人教导个人要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前。
And then at the very end when Epaphras was mentioned, Epaphras actually causes brothers to stand perfect and complete in all the will of God.
在第四章结束的时候讲到以巴佛他说以巴佛的祷告是叫所有神的儿女们在神一切的旨意上能够站立得稳。
So we see here that Paul in his mind, there's this thing is very strong in him.
所以这里我们看见在保罗的意念中呢这件事情是非常强烈的。
He said the Lord present us holy.
主把我们分别成为圣洁引到他自己面前。
Yeah, holy and without blemish.
是圣洁并且没有瑕疵。
And beyond reproach.
并且是无可责备的。
And Paul himself.
而保罗自己的服事。
Present us perfect.
要把我们个人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前。
And the service of Epaphras is.
而以巴弗他的服事。
His service is to so that brothers and sisters can stand before God in all his will.
他的服事乃是要使所有的弟兄姊妹在神的旨意里面呢在神面前站立得住。
So these few things was very much in his heart.
所以这几件事情呢我们想是在保罗的心中非常重要。
So the first thing is the will of God.
所以第一件事乃是神的旨意。
Now we read in chapter 1 verse 9.
我们在第一章第九节里面读到。
That Paul and Timothy, when they know that the gospel has reached the brothers in Colossae, and they actually have lived according to the gospel, and now they have a hope stored in heaven, so they do not cease to pray for them.
我们知道当保罗写这封书信的时候他和提摩太两个他们听见在哥罗西的弟兄姊妹们他们领受了福音并且照着福音来生活并且他们已经得着了为他们存在天上 他们有这样的盼望。
Then immediately, without waiting, they pray for them so that they can be filled with the full knowledge of God's will.
当他们一有这个意念，他们立刻就为他们来祷告，要他们满心知道神的旨意。
So brothers and sisters, what does this mean?
所以弟兄姊妹们，这是什么意思呢？
This means that when we have the gospel,
这告诉我们说，当我们得着了福音，
Now when we live according to it,
当我们照着福音来生活，
Then we cannot just stop there.
我们不能就停在那里。
Gospel is a big word.
福音是一个大的词。
The gospel will bring us to the very end.
福音一直要带我们到终了。
So therefore, it is important for us to immediately know the will of God.
所以对我们来讲，我们立刻明白神的旨意是非常重要的。
Now the Paul actually put it very strong.
保罗事实上他用非常强烈的语法来说到这件事。
He says to fill up in their spiritual wisdom and understanding with the will of God.
他说呢，让你们被一切属灵的智慧和悟性充满，好叫我们明白神的旨意。
Filled with the full knowledge of God.
让神的旨意充满我们。
Brothers and sisters, this, he essentially says this, if you don't know the will of God.
实际上保罗在这里说到，他说若是你不明白神的旨意，
Then there will be a big gap in your understanding of, in your spiritual wisdom.
那么在我们属灵的智慧上面，我们就有了一大段的空缺。
And you will be a big lacking in your spiritual understanding.
我们在属灵的悟性上面就有很大的一个缺陷。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is not academic.
弟兄姊妹们，这不是一个学术上的要求。
Spiritual wisdom,
属灵的智慧，
according to the 1 Corinthians chapter 2,
照着哥林多前书第二章里面讲到的，
Spiritual wisdom is not the wisdom from the world.
属灵的智慧不是从世界上来的智慧。
It is the wisdom from God.
乃是从神那里来的智慧。
It is for our glory.
是为着我们的荣耀的。
It is what eyes have not seen.
是我们的眼睛从未看见。
And ears have not heard.
耳朵从未听见。
Our heart has not considered.
我们的心也从来没有想到过。
Totally strange.
是对我们来讲完全是陌生的。
And yet God has given the spiritual wisdom to us.
但是神却把这个属灵的智慧赐给我们。
For a reason.
是为了一个缘故。
The reason is glory.
那个缘故就是为着荣耀。
For our glory.
为着我们的荣耀。
So dear brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
To know the will of God is a big thing.
明白神的旨意是一件大的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this glory is something that we kind of feel is kind of remote.
弟兄姊妹们，荣耀这件事情呢，对我们来讲好像是一个很遥远的事情。
But it really is not.
事实上并不是如此。
The glory is with God.
荣耀是与神连在一起。
And with God only.
并且单单的与神连在一起。
And yet, when we walk, when we, after we are saved,
当我们得救了以后，
And we walk with the Lord.
我们与主同行，
we are willing to walk the way of the cross.
我们愿意来走十字架的道路，
And we are willing to know His will.
我们愿意明白他的旨意，
And we are willing to follow Him.
我们愿意跟随他，
And we are willing to come out of ourselves.
我们愿意从自己己的里面出来，
And enter into His will.
我们来进入他的旨意，
And then what God wants.
那么我们明白神要什么，
starts to be true.In you and in me.
好叫那个在你和我的里面变成真实的。
And God's heart is pleased.
好叫神的心得着喜悦。
And he manifests his pleasure.
他能够显出他的喜乐来。
And that's glory.
那是荣耀。
And then we will know it. And we will know it.
我们也一定会看见他。
It is a very tremendous thing.
这是一件极大的事情。
So the wisdom of God, the spiritual wisdom is for our glory.
所以神的智慧就是属灵的智慧是为着我们的荣耀的。
And the spiritual understanding is the same thing.
属灵的悟性呢也是相同的。
The spiritual understanding is not piecemeal. It's not just the bits and pieces.
属灵的悟性呢不是零零碎碎的。
Yeah, spiritual understanding is our whole understanding of God, of what we receive from God.
属灵的悟性呢，乃是我们对于从神那里所领受的有一个全面的认识。
It has to be consistent.
它必须是前后一致符合的。
I think Peter, Apostle Peter said it well.
我们知道使徒彼得说得很好。
Peter once said,
彼得有一次说，
If somebody asks you for a reason of your hope,
如果有人问你心中盼望的缘由，
Now you have to be prepared.
那你必须要预备好来回答。
Brothers and sisters, I think that is our spiritual understanding.
弟兄姊妹们，我认为那个预备好就关乎我们属灵的悟性。
Now, otherwise, when people ask us what is the reason for our hope?
若不然，当别人问我们心中这个盼望的缘由是什么，
We will have a hard time answering.
我们就很难去做一个回答。
So to know the will of God,
所以明白神的旨意
extremely important
是非常的重要。
Now also this word know is epignosis, it's a full knowledge.
在这一个他讲到的知道满心知道这个 epignosis 是一个完满的认识。
It's a full knowledge.
是一个丰满的认识。
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
它是一个完整的事情。
And at the center of it is what we call the eternal purpose of God.
在它的中心，我们称它叫做神永远的旨意。
And also, it's something, it has to be something very accurate.
并且这件事情它必定是非常的精确的。
Yeah, and you look at the will of God.
当你来看神的旨意的时候。
And your understanding of the will of God.
你我对神旨意的认识
When we read the Bible,
我们读圣经
you will find it's consistent here and there.
我们发现在这里在那里它是前后一致的
and not only that,
不仅如此
this knowledge is a thorough knowledge.
这一个认识呢是一个透彻的认识
yeah, it is in depth.
是有深度的
it is applicable to our daily life.
它是可以在我们日常生活中用出来的
So you see thisfull knowledge of God's will.
所以你看见满心来认识神的这个旨意。
At the center of this is the eternal purpose of God.
在它的中心乃是神永远的旨意。
Eternal will of God.
是神永远的旨意。
And then it applies to every aspect of our life.
然后我们把它运用在我们生活中的各方各面。
So when we read the third chapter of Colossians, you see that.
当我们读哥罗西书第三章的时候，我们就看见这些。
Now you become a new man.
我们成为一个新人。
A new man lives a new life.
这个新人呢，当然就过一个新的生活。
It applies to every aspect of our life.
它可以运用在我们生活中的每一个方面。
So dear brothers and sisters.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So what we are trying to say is this.
我在这里试图要说的乃是
，To know the will of God is extremely important.
要认识神的旨意是非常重要的。
It is important to our thinking.
对我们的思想意念是重要的。
It is important to our action.
对我们的行为行动是重要的。
We simply cannot be without it.
我们不可能没有这个而生活。
And then we have to know it clearer and clearer when we grow up.
当我们成长的时候，我们对它会有越过越清楚的认识。
Now, what is the will of God?
那么什么是神的旨意呢？
Now, here, Apostle Paul gave us a picture of Christ.
在这里我们看见保罗给我们一幅图画，就是基督。
Yeah. Now, this picture of Christ is a big picture.
这基督这一幅图画是一个极伟大的图画。
First thing he says,
第一件事他说的，
Christ is the creator of all.
基督乃是创造万有的那一位。
The second thing he said,
第二件他说
about Christ is the head of the church.
他说教会，对不起，基督乃是教会的头。
Yeah, and he's the firstborn from the dead.
他是从死里首先复生的。
The third thing he said,
第三件事情他说
the new man, the church ought to be a new man.
他说新人就是教会必须要成为的那个新人。
And this new man is according to Christ.
他说新人乃是照着基督的。
So Christ is all and is in all.
所以基督是一切，也必须在一切之内。
So this is what Paul says in the book of Colossians.
这是
to be the will of God.
这是保罗在哥罗西书里面讲到基督就是神的旨意
yeah.
他的意思。
So the first thing he said about God's will is that Christ is the creator.
他讲到基督的第一件事情，乃是说到基督是创造者。
Yeah, the way he said it is that Christ is the image of God and the firstborn over all creation.
他是用这样的说法来讲的，他说爱子是那不能看见之神的像，在一切被造的以前他是那长子，是首生的。
So verse 15, 16, 17 talks about this.
在第十五、第十六、十七节讲到这件事。
So the relationship between Christ and the creation.
他讲到基督与创造之间的关系。
And then verse 18,
在第十八节。
He started to talk about the relationship between Christ and the church.
他讲到基督与教会之间的关系。
And then when he comes to chapter 3,
当他来到第三章的时候，
he's saying the church ought to be this new man.
他说教会必须是这个新人。
A new man according to Christ.
这个新人是照着基督的。
So, brothers and sisters, I think because this matter of Christ being the image of God and the firstborn before creation is such an important issue, I would like to spend some time.
关于爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以前，这句话是非常重要的，所以我想花一点时间我们来思想。
So there are three things involved in this verse.
在这一节圣经里面有三件事情。
The image of God.
就是第一个是神的像。
Firstborn.
第二个是首生的
，and the creation，
第三个乃是万有受造。
Yeah, three things，
这三件事。
Now about the image of God，
关于神的像。
He is the only image of God，
独有他才是神的像。
Now we know here， you know, following from what he was saying before， the beloved Son of God。Is the only begotten Son in the bosom of God of the Father.
在这里之前，我们读到圣经讲到，爱子乃是父怀中的独生子。
Now, Apostle John actually gave a testimony.
使徒约翰给我们这样的见证。
The testimony is in chapter one. I mean, John chapter one, verse 17.
那个见证在记载在约翰福音第一章十七节。
No one has ever seen God before.
从来没有人看见过神。
The only begotten Son in the bosom of the Father, He declares Him.
唯有父怀中的独生子将他显明出来。
Brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
This is a testimony.
这是一个见证。
John's testimony.
约翰的见证。
The basis of that, one is revelation, of course.
他的根据当然是出于启示的。
But then also,John has been observing this thing for a long time.
并且呢，我们也看见约翰呢，来观察这件事情呢，用了很长的时间。
He met the Lord when he was probably around 30.
他可能在三十岁。
三十岁左右。
Much younger.
A much younger. Brother said much younger. So it's much younger. So when he was very young, he met the Lord.
Probably in the late teens. 约翰呢在他还没有满二十岁以前，他就遇见了主。
Yeah, he said before 20. Okay, now coming this the Gospel of John was written in the 90s of the first century.
但是约翰福音乃是在第一世纪九零年代的时候才写作。
Our brother has watched Lord Jesus three and a half years.
我们的弟兄。他曾经在肉身中注视他的主有三年半之久。
And then after that,
在那之后
for about 60 years,
将近六十年
he was watching the Holy Spirit, watching the Lord in heaven, doing his work among people.
他在圣灵中看见我们的主在天上并且借着圣灵在教会中做他的工作。
And his conclusion is, there's none other.
他的结论就是没有别的一位。
No one has ever seen God before.
从来没有一个人曾经看见过神。
The only begotten Son in the bosom of the Father, He declares Him.
唯有从父怀中的独生子能够把神显明出来。
And the author of Hebrews saying the same thing.
希伯来书的作者也说同样的事。
In the first chapter,
在第一章
he says he, Lord Jesus, is the radiance of the glory of God.
他说他就是我们的主耶稣基督是神荣耀的光辉。
Yeah. And also the expression of his substance.
是神本体的真相。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
these are the testimonies of these people.
我们听见这些人向我们做的见证。
Now we thank the Lord, Paul here says the same thing.
我们感谢主，保罗在这里也说同样的事情。
Lord Jesus is the only image of God.
我们的主耶稣他是神独一的那个像。
We thank the Lord.
我们感谢主。
Today, this invisible becomes visible to us.
对我们而言，那看不见的，现在在他的里面，对我们而言成为看得见的。
And the glory of God now shines on the face of Lord Jesus.
神的荣耀现在从耶稣基督的脸上照射出来。
Now we may not be able to describe the invisible God.
我们没有办法来描写那看不见的神。
But we can describe in detail.Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们却可以很详细细致的来描写我们的主耶稣基督。
We thank the Lord.
感谢主。
That today we are able to see the invisible on the face of the visible.
今天我们能够在那看得见的主耶稣基督的脸上看见那看不见的神。
The glory of Jesus Christ.
那是我们主耶稣基督的荣耀。
Now, the thing about the firstborn.
关于做长子。
Now here he says the firstborn before the before all creation.
在这里说他是首生的，在一切被造的以先。
Now a few verses down is clarified that he is before all things.
在几节之后，他又讲到他在万有之先。
So when we talk about the firstborn, it talks about an order.
在这里讲到这个长子首生的。是讲到一个次序。
There are two aspects of this order.
在这个次序里面有两方面的意义。
The first aspect is the status.
一面的意义是讲到他的地位。
The second aspect is about time.
另外一个方面呢，乃是指时间的先后。
Now here it says that he is the only begotten son in the bosom of the Father.
在这里他说到呢，他是父怀中独生子。
So he's way above everything else.
所以他当然在一切事物之先。
Now he's the only son.
他是父的独生子。
He and the father share the same life.
他和父同有一个生命。
Now we, brothers and sisters, we also are called sons of God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们也被称作神的儿子。
But we are the adoption.
但是我们是得着儿子的名分。
Yes. And also, the Gospel of John says,Now, because we receive Jesus Christ, we are given the right to be called God's sons.
在约翰福音里面也告诉我们说，因着我们接受了耶稣基督，我们就得着一个权柄做神的儿女。
So we are either the adoption or we have the right to be called.
我们或者是得着儿子的名分，或者是我们被有一个权柄被称作神的儿女。
But he and he alone.Is the begotten Son of God.
但是唯有他，也只有他，能够被称作神的独生子。
Now the other things that are created,
其他被造的事物
are far below him.
远远在他之下。
So one thing about this order, firstborn,
所以关于这个首生的，他的次序的第一件事情
is position,
乃是他的位置。
He is supreme.
他是至高的。
He's way above everything else.
他远在一切之上。
We cannot touch.
我们根本摸不着。
He's way up there.
他远远在我们之上。
And then he says,
然后他说道
he is the firstborn referring to time.
在这里才再讲到关于时间上他是先被生的。
I think you can see it in many places, but I think the most important thing is what the Lord Jesus said himself.
在许多地方我们可以看见，其中有一个很重要，就是主耶稣自己说的。
Now in John's Gospel chapter 17.
在约翰福音第十七章里面
He's saying that Father, the glory that you and I share before the foundation of the earth.
他在那里向父祷告说，父啊，我在你未创立世界以前和你同有的荣耀。
So he's way beforewhen the world, the universe was created.
所以在整个宇宙世界被造之前他在那里。
And at the end of chapter 17, he also said,
在第十七章结束的时候他也说到
yeah, before the foundation of the earth, you already loved me.
他说在未创立世界以前你已经爱了我。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
if somebody said, tell you that firstborn means the firstborn, I mean,That the Lord is one of the creation, that's totally not true.
如果有人告诉你说呢，在这里讲到的这个守生的，告诉我们说主耶稣也是受造的，那是完全不对的。
Totally not true.
完全不是真实的。
In position, he's way above everything else.
就着位置来人，他是远超一切之上。
Now in terms of a time, he's way before everything else.
对于时间来讲，他远在时间之前。
He was with the Father at the beginning.
在太初他就与父同在。
And he is not only beginning, he is the end.
他不仅是开始，他也是末了。
So, brothers and sisters, this is for us to remember.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这对我们来讲是我们需要记住的。
Now, concerning this creation.
关于这个创造。
Now, here, verse 16, it says something very important.
在第十六节里面讲了一件很重要的事情。
It says, all things is created in him.
他说万有都是在他里面造的
and through him
也是通过他造的
and unto him or for him
是归给他是为着他造的
so brothers and sisters this is what it tried to tell us created in him means it's according to his initiation
这个在他里面而造呢是照着他所起始的
Is his thinking?
是他的意念
Is according to his character?
是照着他的特性
Yeah. And then through him means is by his power.
通过他是告诉我们说是借着他的能力
Is he did it?
是他做成的
And then finally unto him or for him means finally he's the one who received this whole thing.
最后这个归给他为着他乃是他是那位承受万有接受一切的
So he's the beginning
所以他是起始
Yeah, and he is through him
也通过他
And finally it's back to him
最后呢都回归回到他里面
Now you can say that just like building a house
啊，我们可以这样讲做以盖一个建筑物房子来做比方
It's like in him it's like he is an architect
在他里面创造就是说就他是那个设计师
Is his thought
是他的意念
Is his initiation
是他发起起始的
And through him says he's a builder
那么借着他呢就告诉我们说他就是那位营造商
Yeah, he actually built this house
他实际上亲手来建造这个房子
And finally for him or unto him says he is the owner or inheritor
最后讲到呢是归给他并且为着他讲到他是承受这个建筑物的那一他是建筑物的主人
Brothers and sisters, this is hard for us to imagine but it is absolutely true
弟兄姊妹们这虽然对我们来讲不容易去想象但是它是绝对真实的
Now brothers and sisters and then when it goes on, it says he is the creator of the visible and invisible.
然后再接下去，保罗就讲到，啊，他是无论是看得见的、看不见的事物，他都是创造者。
Now, brothers and sisters, I think it's hard for us to see that Christ is the creator of all the visible things.
弟兄姊妹，我相信对我们而言，要相信所有看得见的事物都是基督造出来的，好像不太容易。
But you know, this is 2015, exactly 100 years ago is 1915.
今年是2015年，在100年前就是1915年的时候。
Now, before 1915, no scientist would believe that the earth of the universe had a beginning.
在1915年之前，没有一个科学家相信呢，我们所生活的地球这个宇宙，它有一个起始点。
The whole universe.
这整个宇宙。
That no scientist would believe the whole universe had a beginning.
没有一个在那个时候的科学家，他们相信呢宇宙有起点。
But today, if you read the science book of the elementary school student,
但是今天就是到了。小学的教科书里面我们去看
The universe had a beginning.
这整个宇宙有一个起点。
And then all through these 100 years,
在这100年中间
the biggest issue of this development is Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
在这整个这个发展的过程中最具争论的就是创世纪第一章。
Yes.And because Genesis 1:1,
因为创世纪第一章第一节
many, many scientists say, if we accept this thing, that the earth, the universe had a beginning, then Genesis 1:1 must be true.
许多那个时候的科学家说，若是我们承认宇宙有一个开始，那么创世纪第一章第一节就是真理。
But they say Genesis 1:1 cannot be true.
但是呢，他们假设创世纪第一章第一节是不真的。
So there was a whole 80 years from 1915 to 1995. There was this debate, huge debate on this the origin of the universe.
所以从1915年到1995年有80年的时间，在科学家中间这最大的争论就是宇宙中有没有一个起点
？1915 is when Einstein had this general theory of relativity.
我们知道，在1915年呢，爱因斯坦他发表了相对论。
对 ，and then it's a few math equations.
在那里不过就是几个数学的方程式。
And then two young men figured out how to solve it.
有一个很聪明的年轻人，他知道怎么解这个数学式。
And then after he solved it, he says, "No, look, universe must have started with nothing."
好，所以当他解开来了以后，他说呢，这个整个宇宙是从无有中开始的。
Yes, it happened on a day without yesterday.
是在开始的那一天，是在他以前没有昨天的。
Yeah, and then suddenly it happens.And it's just like the firework on July 4th.
忽然之间它就出现了，好像在国庆日那一天晚上的烟火一样。
Now Einstein couldn't believe it.
爱因斯坦没有办法相信。
He said, "Your math is very good, but your physics is lousy."
爱因斯坦评论说呢，你的数学很好，但是你的物理观念太差了。
And then a few years later.
但是几年之后
Some astronomers in the Southern California, they observe all the stars.
在南加州的一些天文学家，他们观测星云。
They found that the stars are all expanding, going outward.
他们发现呢，好像所有的这些光呢，都是在扩张，远离我们而去的。
Einstein came.
爱因斯坦就去那里。
Look at the result.
他就看他们的结果。
And he agreed that the result is right.
他承认这些观测的结果是对的。
And then he agreed with these two young men.
所以他就对这两个年轻人呢，他们的结论他同意了。
The universe did happen like that.
他说呢，这个宇宙确实这样开始。
So the universe had a beginning.
所以整个宇宙有一个起点。
Now from that point on until 1995, this is big argument from various angles.
从那个时候开始，一直到1995年，就有许多的辩论，从各个的角度来争论。
But finally, in 1995,
一直到了1995年
，some result was shown.
有一个结果发表了。
And this principal investigator he called as a news conference.
这一个主持研究的人他。做了一个新闻发表会。
And then the night before he couldn't sleep.
在那一天晚上之前，前一夜呢，他没有办法睡觉。
He knew the result would be earth shaking.
他知道这个结果一发表呢，全地都要震动。
But, so the next day he showed the result.
所以第二天他把这个 结果给别人看。
And he said, look at this picture.
他说你们看这个图。
If you are religious,
如果你是一个相信宗教的人，
then this is the face of God.
这里就是神的脸。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Romans chapter 1 verse 20,
罗马书第一章二十节，
the world, the universe that is made,
他说受造之物，
will lead us to see the eternal power and divinity of God.
要叫我们看见神的永能和神性。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
creation,
创造，
God created the universe.
神创造了 宇宙。
And then thank the Lord.
然后我们感谢神。
There are people who received the revelation from God.
有人他们早就接受了从神来的启示。
John said in chapter 1,
约翰在他福音书的第一章里，
He said,In the beginning of the Word,
他说太初有道。
The Word is with God, and the Word is God.
道与神同在，道就是神。
And he said, He created everything.
他说他创造了万有。
Nothing that is created is not created by Him.
没有一样受造之物不是从他而造的。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
This is wonderful.
这是何等奇妙。
Another thing,
另一件事，
is all this creation.
这所有的创造
has an order in it.
在它的里面有次序。
有次序 ,yeah. It's, when it started, you know exactly what is going to happen some years later.
当它一开始的时候，你就可以推算许多年之后它会发生什么事情。
So the universe has an order.
所以整个宇宙是有次序的。
So thank the Lord.
感谢主。
Our brother Paul said,
我们保罗弟兄告诉我们，
He said, the universe now is held together by him.
他说整个现今的宇宙都是他托住的。
Now, maybe this is the physical world is a little hard for us to see, to relate.
对这个物质的宇宙来讲，好像我们觉得它太大了，我们不容易摸到。
But then our Lord Jesus is also the creation of the invisible.
但是我们的主更是那看不见的宇宙的创造者。
This is something you and I can experience.
这是你和我现今可以经历的。
Now, again, this is in Romans chapter 4.
这又是在罗马书的第四章里面。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
It talks about Abraham.
那里讲到亚伯拉罕。
And when it talks about the experience of Abraham,
他讲到亚伯拉罕的经历。
It concludes in something like this.
他是用这样的话来做结论。
So Abraham believed in the God who has quickened the dead.
他说亚伯拉罕所相信的神乃是使死人复活的神。
And he can call into existence that which does not exist.
是死无变有的神。
So our God,
所以我们的神
is the creator of things related to us.
我们的神他是跟我们有关所有事物的那位创造者。
Yes, and for Abraham,
对亚伯拉罕而言，
you would say that means he gave birth to Isaac.
你想呢？他说那个结论是因为他生了以撒。
And also he offered Isaac and got it back.
并且他把以撒献给主，并且从主那里得回了以撒。
But you really read the context of chapter 4 of Romans.
但是若是你读罗马书第四章的前后文，
It really talks about the whole experience of Abraham.
他乃是讲到亚伯拉罕整个的经历。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Just for myself,
为我自己而言，
When I was in high school and college,
在我高中和大学的年代，
I was not saved.
我还没有得救。
I didn't know what's the purpose of my life.
我不知道我人生的目的是什么。
And then, so I was seeking, I was trying to find out the meaning of my life.
所以我在寻找，我盼望能够找到我人生的目的。
And in the process, I was trying to find one person in history that I would admire without reservation.
在整个寻找的过程中，我盼望能够在历史中找到一个人，我能够毫无保留的，我能够相信、尊重他。
You know, brothers and sisters, in my high school years, in my college years, I have found no one.
弟兄姊妹们， 在我高中到大学的年代呢，我没有办法找到一个。
I couldn't find it in history.
我在历史中没有办法找到一个。
I couldn't find it in anything.
我也不可能在任何一件事物中找到。
Then I met some Christians.
然后我就遇见了一些基督徒。
Now they told me to go read the Bible about Jesus.
他们告诉我说回去读圣经，读关于耶稣的事情。
So when I read about this Jesus,
所以我就读了一些关于耶稣的事。
I found in him someone who is far superior than anything.
我发现在他的里面，他是远超过一切事物，远远在其上的人。
Everyone born into the world was selfish.
每一个生活在出生在地上的人都是自私的。
Now this one Jesus, he was never selfish.
但是这一位称作耶稣的，他从不自私。
He never thought about himself.
他从来没有为自己考虑。
So I found in this person somebody far superior than anything.
所以我发现在这个人这一位的里面，他远超过一切的人。
Then when I became a Christian,
然后我成为一个基督徒。
I started to learn to walk with him.
我开始学习与他同行。
My admiration for him has never changed.
我对他的敬仰从来没有改变。
And his superiority is never ended, has no limit.
他的远超一切呢，在我的里面是没有限度的。是从来没有停止过。
So brothers and sisters, as far as I'm concerned,
所以弟兄姊妹们，对我而言
，this superiority of somebody is created by him.
一个人的超越性乃是从他创造而来。
Now I believe this is your experience too.
我相信这也是你的经历。
In my salvation,
在我所得的救恩里。
Now I was not a believer.
我起先不是一个。信徒。
Yet he met me.
然而他遇见了我。
Now he tutored me. He ushered me to walk with him.
他就耐心地教导我，引导我来与他同行。
And then finally, I look at the future.
然后最后呢，我现在往前看。
I find him to be the one that started this whole thing, whole process.
我发现呢，他乃是那一位。在我这人生整个旅程中，是他开始的。
He created my salvation.
他为我创造了救赎。
He met me.
他遇见了我。
He led me.
他引导我。
And finally, one day when I leave the earth,
有一天，当我最终要离开这个世界的时候
，I would go back to him.
我要回到他里面。
So he's the beginning, he's the end, as far as I'm concerned.
就着我而言，他是我的开始，也是我的结束。
So brothers and sisters, I believe for you the same.
弟兄姊妹们，我相信这对你而言也是真的。
And when we see so many little children around today,
如果我们今天看见在我们周围的儿童，
And I really thank the Lord,
我实在感谢主。
And I believe one of these days,
我相信有一天，
the Lord will meet every single one of them.
主要遇见他们每一个人。
The Lord will lead them through their life.
主要在他们一生中引导他们。
And at the end of their life,
在他们人生结束的时候，
they look back,
他们回头看，
they will thank the Lord,
他们要感谢主，
for having found them,
主找到了他们，
and having been with them,
主与他们同行，
and have led them,
并且主从来没有离开他们。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Lord Jesus is the creator of the invisible.
主耶稣乃是那看不见事物的创造者。
For me and for you.
是为着你也是为着我。
Now, this matterThe next matter is about the Lord Jesus being the head of the church and the firstborn from the dead.
其次的一件事就是，我们的主耶稣是教会的元首，他是从死里首先复生的。
So if you read verse 18, there are these two elements in there.
所以在读十八节的时候，我们看见两个元素。
So the first, that he is the head of the church.
首先，他是教会，就是他的身体的。
The second is the firstborn from the dead.
第二个，他是那起始是从死里首先复生的。
Now, as to his being the head of the church,
关于他是教会的头。
Brothers and sisters, you all know this.
弟兄姊妹们，我们都知道了。
But I just want to mention two things.
但是我想要提两件事情。
One thing, the head means that he is the absolute authority.
关于他是头第一件事情，他是那绝对的权柄。
And the second thing,
第二件事
he is the source.
他是那个源头。
The source of the flow of life.
他是那个生命流露的源头。
Chapter 2 verse 19.
在第二章十九节里面。
It says, hold fast ahead.
他说我们要持定元首。
The hold fast ahead, who then is the one that flows all the life to us.
当我们持定元首的时候，从他里面生命就流到我们里面。
So first thing, he is the authority, absolute authority.
第一件事，他是权柄，是绝对的权柄。
And the second thing, he is the source of spiritual things.
第二件事情说到，他是所有属灵事物的源头。
Now, brothers and sisters, when I was young, I have help from a couple of brothers.
弟兄姊妹们，当我年轻的时候，我得着了好几位弟兄的帮助。
Now, once there was a brother who came from overseas.
有一次有一位从海外来的弟兄。
Now, he gave a series of messages.
他给了一连串的信息。
And many of us, the young brothers, we were all fired up, kind of.
我们每一个年轻的弟兄姊妹呢，都里面火热。
So some of us invited this brother to our house for dinner.
所以我们就邀请他到我们家来吃晚饭。
Now here, brothers and sisters, I'm talking about Christ being the head.
弟兄姊妹们，这里我是要谈到的，基督是我们的头。
And Christ being head in reality, not just talk.
在实际中，并不是仅是在言语中，基督是我们的头。
Now, so when we were so zealous.And asking this brother many questions.
当我们那样的火热渴望，我们就问这个弟兄好多问题。
The brother detected a problem.
这个弟兄呢，很快就觉察我们有一个问题。
He felt that we honor him more than we honor the Lord.
他感觉到我们尊重他过于尊重主了。
So he said this.
所以他这样说。
He said, brothers, now, this time, it seems that I can help you a little bit.
他说，弟兄们，现在这个时刻。似乎我可以帮助你们一点。
But very, very soon,
但是很快
you have to go to the Lord Jesus Christ for help.
你们自己必须到主耶稣的面前去得着帮助。
Many, many years later,
许多年之后
I met another brother.
我遇见另外一个弟兄。
This brother came to us.
这个弟兄到我们中间来。
And he told me and some other brothers and sisters.
他告诉我和其他的一些弟兄姊妹。
He said, if there is a brother or a sister come to you to ask a question.
他说若是有弟兄或姊妹到你面前来问一个问题。
Don't just give them your answer.
不要只把你的答案告诉他们。
Lead them to the Lord.
但是要引导他们到主面前。
That they can ask the question of the Holy Spirit.
好叫他们直接把这个问题问圣灵。
So the brothers meant this.
这个弟兄他的意思乃是。
You have to step aside.
你必须要站在一边。
And let him, bring him, lead him to the Holy Spirit.
让他你引领他，带他到圣灵的跟前。
So thank the Lord, those things really helped me.
感谢主，这些话实在帮助了我。
Christ being the head has to be real in our life.
基督做头，在我们的生活中必须是真实的。
When we serve the Lord together in the church,
当我们在教会中一同来侍奉的时候
，Christ being the head is something that we have to remember all the time.
我们必须要一直的记住。基督是我们众人的头。
David said, King David said in Psalm 16.
大卫做王在诗篇十六篇里面讲。
He said, I have put the Lord Jehovah always before me.
他说，我把我的主耶和华一直摆在我的面前。
Because he is on my right hand side, I will not move.
因他在我的右边，我就不自动摇。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，When we serve the Lord, when we serve brothers and sisters in the church,
当我们服侍主，我们在教会中服侍弟兄姊妹的时候
，The Lord Jesus has to be always before us.
主耶稣基督应该一直都在我们面前。
He's always the head in reality.
在实际中，他必须永远是头。
Now, this second thing about being the firstborn.From the dead.
那么第二件事情就是关于他从死里首先复生这件事。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，When we talk about him being the firstborn over or before the creation.
当我们谈到在一切被造的以先，他是首生的。
He's way up there, you cannot touch.
他是远在一切之上，是我们摸不着的。
None of us can touch.
我们不可能够到的。
He's way up.
他远超过我们的度量。他是远超一切的。
But when he talked about the firstborn from the dead.
但是在这里，保罗讲到从死里首先复生的。
He is so close to us.
他对我们是那样的亲近。
He meant that his resurrection becomes our experience as well.
他在这里意思是说，他从死里面的复活，对我们来讲也是真的。
Yeah, it has to become our experience too.
他要成为我们的经历。
So he came.
所以我们来。
He came to us.
所以他来到我们这里。
He dwell in us.
他住在我们里面。
And he lead us forward.
他引导我们往前去。
And he lead us actually to die with him.
他引导我们呢，事实上是要我们与他同死。
To be buried with him.
与他一同埋葬。
And to be risen with him.
然后呢，我们与他一同起来。
So thank the Lord.
所以感谢主。
I think from this point on,
从这个点开始，
our brother Paul starts to fire up.
我们看见保罗呢，里面火热起来。
Now from this point on.
从这一点开始，
He talks about something real in you and something real in me.
他讲到一些在你和我里面都是真实的事情。
Now, it sounds dreadful.
这是何等可怕的一个情景。
Because he talks about dying.
因为他讲到死。
Death.
死亡。
Burial.
埋葬。
Very dreadful.
是非常可怕的。
And yet, he talks about resurrection.
然而他也说到复活。
He really implies this.
他实际上他是这样说的。
Unless we are willing to die with him.
除非我们愿情愿与他同死。
There's no hope for glory.
我们就不可能有荣耀的盼望。
There's no hope for being a new man.
我们就没有可能盼望成为新人。
There's no hope of living a new life.
我们就不可能有盼望过一个新的生活。
We have to be willing to die with him.
我们必须要情愿与他同死。
This is essentially our brother said last night.
这是我们弟兄昨天晚上基本上所说的。
But this is a pivot point of Paul's letter, Colossians.
这是保罗在整个哥罗西书里面的那个支撑点。
So from this point on, it's action.
从这一个点开始呢，就是讲到行动。
From this point on, it's challenge.
从这一个点开始呢，我们接受挑战。
From this point on, if we accept it, we go in the way of glory. If we don't accept it, we are dead.
从这个点上开始，若是我们接受了，我们就向着荣耀而去；若不接受，我们就死了。
So we thank the Lord.
所以我们感谢主。
Now, immediately after this.
在这个之后，
Now Paul talks about this Jesus Christ. He reconciled ourselves in his death. By his death.
保罗讲到耶稣基督借着他的死，使我们与他自己和好了。
Now here he starts to touch this issue of glory.
在这里，他怎么摸到这荣耀这件事呢？
Now he says, he reconciles us through his death.To present us holy, without blemish, and beyond reproach.
他说他成就了和平，使我们与自己和好，好叫我们能够成为圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把我们引到自己面前。
So to reconcile is to heal something in the past.
和好是把过去的伤痕治愈了。
But then he says he's going to present us holy and without blemish.
但是在这里他还更进一步说到呢，把我们都变成圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备。
Brothers and sisters, this is hard for us to imagine.
弟兄姊妹们，这对我们而言呢是很难想象的。
But there are two points.
这里有两个点。
One point is
一个点
he did it.
他成就了。
And just like when he was crucified on the cross, he says it is finished.
就好像他被钉在十字架上的时候，他宣告说成了。
All that is necessary is needed for us to be holy.
一切我们需要成为圣洁的 那些条件。
Yeah, and to be without blemish.
我们要成为无可责备，没有瑕疵。
Yeah, to be beyond reproach.
我们成为没有无可责备的。
He has done it.
是他完成的。
And then it is upon us to actually to appropriate in our own lives.
然后他把这个加在我们身上，好叫我们在生命中去得着他。
If we are willing.
如果我们愿意的话。
If we are willing to die with him.
如果你情愿与他同死。
If we are willing to be buried with him.
如果我们愿意与他一同埋葬。
And we are willing to be raised with him.
如果我们情愿与他一同起来。
And then what he said,What he has already done will become true in us.
那么在这里，他说他已经完成了，在我身上就成为事实。
But brothers and sisters, there's something incredible.
弟兄姊妹们，在这里有一件难以置信的事情。
Holy, he's going to make you and me holy and without blemish.
他使你和我都成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
You know these two words, holy without blemish.
这两个字，圣洁还有没有瑕疵。
It appeared in the book of Ephesians.
在以弗所书里面出现。
Chapter 5.
第五章。
There, Paul says.
在那里保罗说道。
He says, the Lord Jesus, he loved the church and gave himself for it.
在那里说到呢，基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
In order that he can make the church holy without blemish.
为要使得着教会成为圣洁无有瑕疵。
And you call that the glorious church.
他称那个叫做一个荣耀的教会。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
here,
在这里
the Lord Jesus reconciled us to him.
主耶稣使我们与他自己和好了。
His aim is very, very high.
他的目标是非常非常高的。
His aim is a glorious church.
他的那个目标乃是要得着一个荣耀的教会。
His aim is for you and me to be glorious.
他的目标乃是要使你和我成为荣耀。
So, brothers and sisters, you may say that, well, he didn't say that explicitly, although he said it in the Ephesians.
弟兄姊妹们，可能你会说呢，虽然他在以弗所书这样说了，但是在哥罗西书好像他并没有。明文的说出来。
But very quickly,
但是很快的，我们。
He came to chapter 1, verse 27.
我们来到第一章二十七节的时候。
He says, Christ in you, the hope of glory.
他说，基督在你们里面是荣耀的盼望。
Brothers and sisters, you means the saints.
弟兄姊妹们，这里的你们是指着圣徒说的。
Yeah, that's you and me is plural.
是一个多数的，是你和我。
That's exactly like what Ephesians said.
正如同在以弗所书的说。
And he says, Christ in you, the hope of glory.
他说，基督在你们里面是荣耀的盼望。
Brothers and sisters, how does that happen?
弟兄姊妹们，这怎么可能发生呢？
Again, brothers and sisters, the key is that Christ is the firstborn from the dead.
他的关键。乃是我们看见基督成为从死里首先复生的。
And because of that,
因着那个缘故。
He wants us to die with him.
所以我们就愿意与他同死。
He wants us to die with him.
他要我们与他同死。
To be buried with him.
我们与他一同埋葬。
And be raised with him.
我们与他一同起来。
Actually, when we come to chapter 2, verse, I think 11 and 12.
当我们来到第二章第十一、第十二节的时候
，Paul says，
保罗说道
there is a crucifixion called circumcision called circumcision of the Christ。
他说有一个割礼叫做基督的割礼
，and this circumcision is to take away the flesh。
他说这一个割礼呢是把肉体割去
，yes，flesh，
把我们的肉体。
And then he said， you and I。Are actually also circumcised in that circumcision.
他说你和我已经在那个割礼里面受了割礼了。
And then he said, you and I are actually buried in baptism.
然后他怎么说呢？他说我们在受浸的时候已经与他一同埋葬。
And then he said, we are raised with him.
然后他说我们也与他一同复活。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，This is the beginning of glory.
这是那荣耀的起始。
Now after that,
在那之后
we are living a risen life.
我们就可以过一个复活的生活。
The risen life is the life of Lord Jesus.
这个复活的生活乃是我们主耶稣的生活。
Not the old flesh.
不再是那个旧的肉体。
So this is what Paul wants to show us.
这是保罗要让我们看见的。
Here he says we are baptized.
在这里他讲到我们受浸了。
Brothers and sisters, baptism is more than just a declaration.
弟兄姊妹们，受浸不仅仅是一个宣告而已。
Now according to Paul here.
照着保罗在这里所说的
And according to Romans 6,
并且照着罗马书第六章
Baptism really is a renewal.
受浸实际上它是一个更新的过程
Yes, and then the old man was buried with Christ.
那个老我旧人与基督一同埋葬
Dead.
死了
And then when we come out from the water,
当我们从水里起来的时候
we walk in the newness of life.
我们乃是在生命的新的样式里面行走。
So, dear brothers and sisters, we, if not all, most of us are baptized.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，若不是全体，大部分的在座的都已经受过浸。
Baptism is more than just a declaration.
受浸不仅仅是一个宣告而已。
Baptism is our willingness to die with Christ.
我们受浸乃是表明我们情愿与基督同死。
And to be buried with him.
我们与他一同埋葬。
And be raised with him.
然后我们与他一同复活。
And when we come out,
当我们出来的时候
is this resurrection life in you and in me.
在我们你我的里面就有了他那复活的生命。
So we thank the Lord.
我们感谢主。
Now when we have this risen life,
当我们有了这个复活的生命。
And then Paul went to chapter 3.
保罗就来到第三章里面。
He says, if you are risen with the Lord,
若是你已经与基督一同复活。
And then you should seek the things above.
你就应当追求那上面的事情。
Where Christ is.
在那里有基督。
Now you have died.
你已经死了。
Your life is hidden with Christ in God.
你的生命已经与基督一同藏在神的里面。
Now Christ now is your life.
现在基督做了我们的生命。
When he appears,
当他显现的时候
you will appear with him in glory.
你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀中。
What does this mean?
这是什么意思呢?
This means when we are risen with the Lord.
他的意思乃是说到当我们与主一同复活的时候
If we are willing to die with him,
如果我们情愿与他同死
buried with him,
与他一同埋葬
and raised with him,
并且与他一同复活
then we seek things with Christ.
那么我们就只寻求基督的事情了
Yeah, we will be thinking of things where Christ is.
我们只想到基督所在的那些事情
Thank the Lord.
感谢主
That then govern our walk on the earth.
这个要管制我们在地上的行事为人。
So when time comes,
所以当时刻来到的时候
when the Lord appears,
当主显现的时候
we will appear with him in glory.
我们就与他一同显现在荣耀中。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
this is something for us to believe.
这是要我们来相信的一些事情。
Now not only Paul said that,
不仅保罗这样说了
John said that too.
约翰也这样说。
In the first John,
在约翰一书里面
Chapter 3,
第三章
John said,
约翰说道
We don't know what it will be, but then Christ Jesus appears, we will be like him.
现今的事我们还不知道，但是有一件事我们知道，当他显现，我们得见他的真体，我们就要像他。
Yes.When he appears,
当他显现
you can see him as he is.
你能够得见他的真体。
And then you have a big discovery.
你就有一个极大的发现。
The big discovery is that you're just like him.
那个大的发现就是发现我们跟他一模一样。
There's a condition.
但是有一个条件。
The condition is at the end of chapter 2.
那个条件是在第二章的结尾。
If we abide in him.
若我们住在他里面
if we abide in him,
若我们住在他里面
then when he appears,
当他显现的时候
we will not be ashamed.
我们就不至于羞愧
when he appears,
当他显现的时候
we will not be afraid.
我们就不至于害怕
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
this is a wonderful promise.
这是一个何等奇妙的应许
from both Apostle Paul and Apostle John.
从保罗和约翰发出来
We ought to believe it.
弟兄姊妹们，我们应该相信。
We ought to go to the Lord.
我们应该到主面前来。
Asking Him to give us that faith.
给我们这样的信心。
To walk this way.
我们这样子来行事为人。
To abide in Him.
我们要住在他里面。
To see things from above.
我们要寻求上面的事。
To be mindful of things above.
我们顾念上面的事。
And let these things govern our life on earth.
让这些事情来管制我们在地上的生活。
And then Paul says,
然后保罗说
when he appears,
当他显现的时候
we will be appearing with him in glory.
我们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
they talk about when the Lord appears.
在这里，让我们一同来谈一点关于主显现的事。
No, I'm sorry. John and Paul talks about when the Lord appears, we'll be like him.
保罗和约翰他们都讲到主显现的时候，我们要像他。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们
this thing we actually can taste even today.
这件事情呢？我们甚至在今天就可以尝到。
Because when the Lord says He reconciled us to Him so that we become holy and without blemish, He is not just talking about the future.
因为当保罗讲到呢，他使我们与他自己和好，使我们成为圣洁，没有瑕疵，这些都不仅仅是指着将来要发生的事。
Yeah, the Lord Jesus said that.
是主说的这些事。
And then Paul also said.
保罗也说了
He teaches, he works so that we can be presented perfect.
保罗说他自己用教导引导个人呢，能够完完全全的在基督里到神的面前。
This is not just the promise for the future.
这不仅仅是为着将来的一个应许。
It is actually we can experience today.
他能够实际的成为我们今天的经历。
Now,Just in my little experience, and then when I observe brothers and sisters' life,
在我自己微小的经历里和观察弟兄姊妹的生活
when we come to the very difficult situation,
当我们来到一个非常困难的情况中
at home,
在家里
in relationship,
在人际关系中
finally,
最后
the Lord give us grace to be willing to die.
主给我们恩典，让我们甘心情愿的死。
Yeah. And then wonderful things happen.
然后呢，就有奇妙的事情发生。
And our life is changed.
我们的生命改变。
I have seen brothers and sisters, husband and wife.
我看过一些弟兄姊妹，做丈夫、做妻子的。
For some reason, they were driven apart.
因着某些原因呢，他们彼此分开了。
Couldn't stand each other.
他们没有办法忍受对方。
But then, the Lord spoke to one of them.
然后主对其中一个人说话。
And she came back.
她回来了。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because the Lord told me so.
因为主这样说的。
Things changed.
所以事情就改变了。
She is changed.
她就改变了。
Her husband is changed.
她的丈夫也改变了。
Glory.
这是荣耀。
My own experience many times like this. I wouldn't say many times because all these things are very difficult and very private.
我自己的经验许多时候，但是我应该说并不是许多时候，因为很多的场合呢是非常个人。
But then, brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们
if we are willing,
若是我们情愿死
new thing happen,
就有新的事情发生。
We can see the Lord.
我们可以看见主。
We can see him being pleased.
我们可以看见他的喜悦。
We can see him being glorified.
我们可以看见他得着荣耀。
We have a new life.
我们就有了一个新的生活和生命。
There is Mary of Bethany.
在伯大尼的玛利亚。
Mary of Bethany.
在
Chapter 11 of John.
在约翰福音十一章里面讲到伯大尼的玛利亚。
Mary was unhappy.
玛利亚不高兴。
Because the Lord did not come immediately.
因为主没有立刻来。
And the Lord said,
主说,
I am delaying because that you know you see the glory of God.
我所以单言是要你们能够看见神的荣耀。
This is hard for Martha and for Mary to take.
这个话呢，要马大和玛利亚是对他们而言是很难接受的。
So when the Lord came,
所以主来了。
Mary said.
玛利亚说
And Martha said, both.
马大也这样说
Lord, if you had come earlier, my brother would not have died.
主啊，你若早在这里，我的兄弟就不至于死了。
And then the Lord Jesus says,
然后主说
I am the resurrection, I am the life.
我是复活，我是生命。
Now if you believe, you will see the glory of the Lord.
你若相信你必看见神的荣耀。
The Lord raised Lazarus from the dead.
所以主就使拉撒路从死里出来。
One chapter later.
一章之后。
There's plenty of time for Mary to think.
我们看见 这之间呢，对于玛利亚来讲，给她充足的时间来思想。
Mary was a very sensitive person.
玛利亚是一个很敏感的人。
She loved the Lord.
她爱主。
But she thought the Lord loved them.Because it's like a friend.
他认为呢，主爱他们，好像主爱朋友一样。
So they wrote to the Lord. They said, Lord, the one you love is sick.
所以他们差人去告诉主说，主啊，你所爱的人病了。
But they didn't know the Lord Jesus has a much bigger love.
但是他们一点都不知道，主对他们的爱是更大的爱。
It's agape.
那一个爱是 agape 的爱。
It's not to them, not only to them.
不仅是对他们爱而已。
But to everyone.
而且是对每一个人。
And even to them.
即便对他们。
It's not only to solve their problem.
不仅仅要解决他们眼前的问题。
And also that they could see the glory of the Lord.
并且要叫他们能够看见主的荣耀。
So after brother was raised.
所以当他们的兄弟从死里出来。
He has much chance to consider.
所以他有很多的机会好好的思想。
Then Mary saw the wonderful resurrection power of the Lord.
玛利亚就看见了主那复活大能的奇妙。
And she saw the agape love.
并且
他
也看见我们主里面那一个agape 的爱。
And she also saw the wisdom of Lord Jesus.
他也看见我们主耶稣的智慧。
And she also saw the surpassing greatness of this Lord Jesus.
他也看见我们主耶稣的那个超越。
So that day,
所以那一天,
she also saw the smallness of herself.
他也开始看见他自己的微小。
She also realized,
他也明白,
that very soon,
很快,
this Jesus is going to die for her.
这位耶稣要为他而死。
So that day,
所以那一天,
she broke the nard, the jar.
所以她就打破了那玉瓶的香膏。
She poured out the nard.
她把那香膏倒出来。
Her life saving for marriage.
是她一生积蓄为着她的婚姻。
And she used this as her sacrifice to the Lord.
她把这个当作奉献给主的祭物。
And she used this as her praise to the Lord.
她用这个来作为她对主的赞美。
The perfume, the fragrance filled the whole room.
那一个膏的香气就充满了整个屋子。
The Lord Jesus said,
主耶稣说,
wherever the gospel is preached,
凡是传福音的地方,
you have to tell the story of what this woman did.
你要把这一个女人所做的事情传出来。
Now that fragrance even is here today with us.
弟兄姊妹们,那一个香气今天甚至也和我们同在。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Mary experienced
玛利亚经历了
death with Christ
与基督同死，
burial with Christ,
与基督一同埋葬,
and risen with Christ,
并且与基督一同复活,
and then the glory of Christ.
然后他经历了基督的荣耀。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
it is for each one of us.
这是为着我们每一个人的。
It is the burden of Apostle Paul in the first chapter.
这是使徒保罗在第一章里面他的负担。
Now, to die is very difficult.
要我们死是很难的。
We know it's important to die, you know, as said in Colossians.
我们知道的，我们从哥罗西书里面看见，死是很重要的。
But die is very hard.
但是死又是很难的。
Especially my life, death.
特别是要我的生命去死，那是更难的。
So, if I'm not an excellent person, I'm probably a perfect person.
如果我能够这样的话，若不是一个超越的人呢，至少我是一个完全的人。
And if not perfect, at least I'm a good person.
如果我不是完全，至少我是一个好人。
So how can I give that up?
那么我怎么能够把我的己生命放弃呢？
Prince Sister, I thought about it. I thought about it.
当我思想这件事情。
I think if I ask my wife if I am as an excellent person.
如果我去问我的妻子，我是不是一个很优秀的人？
She probably said not.
他很可能会说
How about perfect?
那 我再问他我是不是很完全呢
You're not perfect.
他会说呢你也不完全
How about good?
那么至少我是个好人吧
I don't know.
他说这个我也不知道
Now you ask your son.
他说你去爱问你的儿子
No, I'm saying that you just go ask your son. You ask your son about this question.
如果你问你自己
Ask your son, 你的儿子
你对如果你问你的儿子这个问题
I think he probably would be very polite by saying essentially the same thing.
很可能他会用一个很委婉礼貌的方式说同样的话。
And you ask your worker, co-worker at work.
如果你在工作的场合问同事
He probably wouldn't even answer.
他可能根本就不回答你。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
There's really nothing that good in us.
其实在我们里面并没有什么好的东西。
We can throw this away.And we lose nothing.
我们把这个不好的己抛弃了，我们什么都不损失。
Now, how can we die? How? What makes us willing to die?
那么我们怎么能够死？什么能够让我们死透呢？
A brother mentioned yesterday, Galatians 2:20.
我们的弟兄昨天晚上讲到加拉太书二章二十节。
I think for Paul.
对保罗来讲
The secret of willing to die with Christ is love.
我想对保罗而言呢，他情愿与基督同死，那个秘诀乃是生命
And also glory.
并且荣耀
Now, brothers and sisters, he said, I have been crucified with Christ, and no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
弟兄姊妹们，在那里保罗说，我已经与基督同钉十字架，如今活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Now, today I live not by myself, but by him who, by faith in him.
如今我在肉身中活着，乃是靠着他神儿子的信心来说
He could have stopped the sentence right there.
他可以把这句话就停在那里
And lose nothing.
他也不会损失什么
In terms of instruction.
对，就是教导来讲
But then he said.
但是他接下去说
He loves me and gave himself for me.
他接下去说他是爱我为我舍己
Brothers and sisters, I think that's the reason why he is willing to die with Christ.
我想这是为什么他肯与基督同死的原因。
Because he loves me and gave himself for me.
因为他是爱我，为我舍己。
No other reason.
没有其他的原因。
There's another point.
还有一个点。
You know, from now on, no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
从今以后，不再是我在活着。乃是基督活在我里面。
Brothers and sisters, this is the beginning of glory.
弟兄姊妹们，那乃是荣耀的开始。
No longer I who live.
不再是我活着。
But Christ lives in me.
而是基督活在我里面。
That is the beginning of our hope of glory.
那乃是我们荣耀盼望的开始。
This is what Paul talks about himself.
这是保罗讲到他自己。
Now how about us?
那么对我们来说怎样呢？
Now Paul also said similar things in 2 Corinthians.
保罗也在哥林多后书里面说了同样的话。
Chapter 5.
第五章。
He said this.
他这样说。
When he talks about this new creation.
当他讲到新造的时候。
He said, the love of Christ constrains me.
他说原来基督的爱激励我。
Now, I judge, now we judge, we meaning these people, we judge that one died for all and all died.
因为我们认定了他一人为众人死，我们众人都死了。
Now, thank the Lord.
我们感谢主。
The reason we can die is because he died.
我们所以能死的原因是因为他先死了。
And because the love of Christ constrains us.
也因着基督的爱激励我们。
So this is the reason why these people are willing to die with Christ.
这就是为什么这些人他们甘心情愿的与基督同死。
But also, brothers and sisters, it's for glory.
并且弟兄姊妹们，这也是为着荣耀。
Because they say,
因为他们说
they say that from now on they don't live for themselves.
从今以后
they don't live unto themselves.
我们不再为自己活了。
But live unto him.Who died and is raised for them?
我们乃是那位为我们死而复活的主来生活的。
Brothers and sisters, what does that mean?
弟兄姊妹们，这什么意思呢？
That we live for the one who has died and risen for us. What does that mean?
我们为那位为我们死而复活的主活，他的意思到底是什么呢？
That is the beginning of glory for us together.
那乃是我们。一同要得着荣耀的开始。
So thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们感谢主。
This is what happened to Paul.
这个在保罗身上发生了。
And this is what Paul says should happen to you and me.
这也是保罗他在那里交通的，要发生在你我身上的事。
The love of Christ constrained us.
基督的爱激励我们。
Now one died for all.And all die.
一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
So today we live, no longer live to ourselves.
今天我们活着，没有一个人在为自己活了。
But for him who has died and is risen for us.
乃是为那位从为我们从死里复活的主来生活。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Lord, we thank you. We praise you.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
We often think we are not worthy. Indeed, we are not worthy.
我们常常感觉自己不配。事实上，我们真是不配。
But Lord, you have so highly esteemed us.
但是主啊，你却这样的高抬我们。
You want us to die with you.
你要我们与你同死。
To be buried with you.
与你一同埋葬。
To be raised with you.
与你一同复活。
And you will lead us to glory.
你要引我们进入荣耀。
And you call us your brothers.
你称我们做弟兄。
Lord, we really thank you.
主啊，我们真实的感谢你。
So Lord, we, in our life on earth, Lord, we will exalt you to be the supreme.
主啊，我们在地上的生活，我们要高举你，远超一切。
To honor your name.
我们要尊重你的名。
And also, especially in the church.
特别是在教会中。
Especially in our home.
特别在我们的家庭。
And Lord, we will honor your name above everything.
主啊，我们要在一切之上尊重你的名。
You are preeminent. You are the first.
主啊，你居首位。
Lord, we are willing to follow you.
我们愿意。跟随你。
That your heart and mind concerning us can be accomplished.
愿你对我们的旨意和你的意念都能够成全。
Thank you, Lord. In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
主，我们感谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.